Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. Open lines for the next couple hours, and let's go right to it. And I got a little thing to talk about our prayer experiment in just a second. Let's go to Carrie in Minden, Nevada, first-time caller. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me on.
You're
really
welcome.
Honored to be here.
Thank you. What's up?
So I have another theory that hasn't been too much talked about after the initial toilet paper frenzy. What if that is their way, whoever they are, is? What if that's their way of seeing how much mind control they have over us? To give us some audacious idea that buying toilet paper is going to help us from some horrible virus.
Yeah, exactly, or something. Hey, you know what, Kara? I got to tell you, any theory is possible. This is so strange. It has happened so fast. It's bizarre.
And I would think that by now, you know, the people in my town, I live in a fairly small town, that the people by now would be tired of all the paper goods, getting all of them, and they're not. Every time I go to the store, there's no toilet paper, there's no paper towels, there's no napkins, nothing. And I actually had a person talk to me the other day and said her parents were thinking about buying coffee filters.
Coffee filters? For what?
Yeah. Well,
just,
you know,
to stock up on them? Too much hoarding. The stores are starting to get a little bit more product back in. But, man, two weeks ago, it was unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, the hordes of people where you couldn't even get through them to a Walmart or the Smith's grocery store out here. It's ridiculous.
Here in Los Angeles, there's a supermarket chain called Ralph's, and almost every day there's a line to get in on the outside, and they let you in by, like, 10 apiece every 10 minutes or something like that. It's unbelievable.
That's crazy. But I mean, seriously, though, what do you think? Could it be possible that they're seeing, well, how much mind control do we have over these people in America? Maybe they've already got us programmed. Maybe they programmed us through our phones or something. And when they let it loose, well, let's let them all buy toilet paper. But so ridiculous that somebody up there is going, yep, we got them.
Well, hey, anything's possible. And and you write about one thing, too. I think a lot of people of scientific minds are looking at the behavior of people and how they react during a crisis or a situation.
Yep, good point. You got that right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, let me talk a little bit about this and also explain some things, because I get a few emails from people who say, this is worse than the normal flu. How can you say what you're... No, don't get confused. My biggest gripe with this story is as of right now, the seasonal flu kills more people. In the United States, the CDC says already 40,000 people have died this season. And maybe it'll just hover around there because the flu season's supposed to be over with pretty soon. This is a serious coronavirus. Make no mistake about it. I've called it the flu on steroids. It's bad to those people who are elderly who get it, and a few younger people have died. But it's a serious situation. But my point is that never before did the mainstream media ever report on the 60,000 people who died every year from the flu. They never gave daily reports. They never told you that 3 to 5 million people have been infected. You didn't get those stories. And that is what is contributing to the hysteria right now. And another thing that bothers me is if these numbers are slowly still going up and we're on lockdown and we've been on lockdown, it's not working. So open up everything and get us back to normal in a country, because there are a lot of people out there that can't handle this anymore financially and otherwise. And this stimulus package, even though it's necessary, how far will $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 go for you? Think about that. A week? 2 weeks? We need to get America back going again. And anyways, with our prayer experiment and our intention, keep those of you who did not participate in it at the start of the program, just take a few moments of your time and pray to get this country rolling again economically, get people back to work, and for this coronavirus to dissipate and go away. Just think about that, and let's see what happens. We'll monitor it over the next week or two. And if we get to start getting reports that, you know, this thing is starting to die down, I think we might have done something.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.